The Travelling Cat Chronicles by Hiro Arikawa. Read by George Blagden. Prologue. The Cat with No Name. I am a cat. As yet, I have no name. There's a famous cat in our country who once made this very statement. I have no clue how great that cat was, but at least when it comes to having a name, I got there first. Whether I like my name is another matter, since it glaringly doesn't fit my gender, me being male and all. I was given it about 5 years ago, around the time I came of age. Back then, I used to sleep on the bonnet of a silver van in the parking lot of an apartment building. Why there? Because no one would ever shoo me away. Human beings are basically huge monkeys that walk upright, but they can be pretty full of themselves. They leave their cars exposed to the elements, but a few paw prints on the paintwork, and they go ballistic. At any rate, the bonnet of that silver van was my favorite place to sleep. Even in winter, the sun made it all warm and toasty, the perfect spot for a daytime nap. I stayed there until spring arrived, which meant I'd survived one whole cycle of seasons. One day, I was lying curled up, having a snooze, when I suddenly sensed a warm, intense gaze upon me. I unglued my eyelids a touch and saw a tall, lanky young man, eyes narrowed, staring down at me as I lay prone.
"Do you always sleep there?"
he asked. "I suppose so. Do you have a problem with that?"
"You're really cute, do you know that?"
"So they tell me."
"Is it okay if I stroke you?"